It was a good night for us up in Rotherham. We had five on. We lost the first two bouts, I think, actually. But we did really well. It was good to get the results. That's the main thing. So performance aside, the results are what we was after the weekend. And we won three bouts. So it was really good. Really good.
Okay, talk us through the winning bouts then.
I mean, the first one to win was Natty Nyoenga. He boxed William Smith, who we'd lost on a split to a couple of weeks previous on Bill and Smith's home show. So he did really well for the first two rounds and then struggled a bit in the third, got caught with a big shot. But, you know, sort of like a broken car, sort of chugged his way to the end of the round and got it on a split. But, I mean, he clearly won the first two rounds, but was really well. It was a really tough bout, actually. Bill Smith's a really good kid. So it was a good win. Then Chaka, Shamin Khan, went on. His was a really close bout. The kid was, you know, taller than me. I'm not tall, but I'm about a foot taller than Chaka. So. And he did well. He was catching the cleaner shots. And the kid would have like a 5-second burst each round. They thought they'd got it. I was sort of sitting on the fence. It was a very close bout, but we nicked that one. And like I say, normally the week before, one of those had gone against Chaka, so it was really nice to get a result. And I'm so pleased for him, you know, because he's probably the oldest kids on the team, so it was really good for him. And then Ryan was the last bout. I mean, he beat McDonough before a couple of years ago. McDonough has come on leaps and bounds. He's you know, he's boxed for England in the GBs. He's been up at GB training, so they've got him up there, doing loads of work with him. And Ryan really sort of like took it to him, took his southpaw stance out of the equation, put loads of pressure on him, was catching some really big clean shots. So respect to McDonough though, because he took some big blows. But it was really good. And 2-9 Commando had turned up from exercise from Otterburn and supported Ryan's bout at the end. So that was good, a good atmosphere.
So a really good evening for the team then in Rotherham. And now you've got holders of 6 titles, which is a fantastic achievement for the team.
It is, but it's brilliant. And when I reflected back on that, to be fair, it's sort of, and I know clubs, you know, are really excited by having one kid in their gym with a belt or a title, whether it's an area title or an English title. So to have 6 is actually amazing. You know, we've had a couple of belts before that as well that we've had to give up because we couldn't box. You know, so to have 6 belts in the gym is absolutely brilliant.
Would you say it's all the hard work and all the new styles set up for the boxing team? It's all starting to reap benefits now.
It is, yeah, it is. It's like everything interlinks, I suppose. So it is a lot of hard work. The guys do graft and everything is near enough in place now. We're still missing a couple of vital elements. You know, we've got stuff in place. So the guys, they haven't got excuses. You know, so, you know, it's not they haven't got this or they haven't got that. You know, we try and give them everything. But end of the day, it's down to them individually. You know, the team work really hard behind the scenes to make sure they can get results, you know. But it doesn't always go our own way, so we're still trying to battle, we're still trying to do what we can to, you know, to give them better opportunities to win bouts.
Yeah, plenty of lads are getting out, not just for title fights, but each weekend they're out fighting constantly each weekend. Is the focus now starting to turn more to the attention of the UK Armed Forces Championship, where you're holders for 30 plus years? Is it starting to turn to that way now?
That's always in the back of the mind, but we have got stuff in between. So we're still really busy. This week, tomorrow we go up to Leconfield and we're boxing up there against sort of like a Yorkshire select. Then on Friday, I'm in Woking, we've got guys boxing for 7 counties against Ireland. You know, next weekend we're at Wellington Barracks for the Help Hire a Hero show, boxing against London clubs. You know, so we've still got people out. So we are really busy. But on the back of my mind, it's like, you know, I know at some point, you know, we have to really change focus and really concentrate to box the Navy, because they're up at GB today and tomorrow and stuff. So, you know, they're up against some pretty expert coaching and stuff like that. But, you know, we're doing well down here. We work well as a team. You know, we will produce the goods.